Let's just stay in an attitude of receiving from the Lord. I want us to hear a few words. I'd like to hear from Tom, first of all. Then I've got a word that Sarah Yates would like me to give. And then a word from Philippa. And then we've got a couple other words. But let's listen to these three words first, okay?
It's a beautiful sunny day out today. But I believe the times we live in are very dark, actually. And they're getting darker and darker. So too, it's on a good day, it's not easy to hear God's word speaking to us. Though God always speaks to people all the time, the din is growing louder and louder. And his word gets obscured and redefined and everything. His word of life. And that's a real shame. So I felt the scripture popped into my head. I think it's somewhere in Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near.
Sarah Yates has been praying for our meeting as well, and she has a word for us as well, which I'll give on her behalf. But it really ties into Tom's words, an invitation to do business with the Lord, an invitation to do business with the Lord in these times, not waiting, but to do business. So Sarah's prayer is, may you give us hope and may you give us strength for the weeks to come.
From Luke chapter 15, verse 20, and it's from the parable of the prodigal son. And in this verse it says, so he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And I felt the Lord asking, you know, inviting us to just really receive from him. The Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the Lord Almighty, is the one that runs towards us. Whatever we're at, whatever is going on, he sees us from afar and he runs. And when he meets us, he throws his arms around us and he fills us with forgiveness, with love, with compassion. The Lord asks us to just receive whatever might be happening. The Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, runs towards you. Receive his embrace, his love, his forgiveness. His compassion for you. Just receive from the Lord.
In a similar vein, I do feel like the Lord's calling us to greater intimacy with him and to say yes to him. This scripture came to mind from the book of Hosea. Israel, I, the Lord, will lure you into the desert and speak gently to you. I will return your vineyards, and then Trouble Valley will become Hopeful Valley. You will say yes to me as you did in your youth when leaving Egypt. So let's say yes to the Lord and be open to deepening our intimacy with him. Amen.
This is from Matthew chapter 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give you good things, give good things to those who ask him? The sense I got was the Lord is asking us, is calling us to new depths with him, ask him for a renewed relationship with him, a new outpouring of the Spirit. He is here and he wants to give us all these things. And if we're scared, he's telling us, don't be scared. I will help you carry all the other burdens in your lives and crosses.
So let's respond to that word. I think the Lord wants to do something in all of us to respond to his promises to us. And it's not just about responding to an invitation. It is about responding to the Lord's invitation. But the pictures that we got today were about God's deep, deep love for us and responding to God's deep, deep love for us. So imagine him running towards you. Imagine you are the prodigal daughter, you are the prodigal son, and he's running towards you. And all you have to do is look up, or all you have to do is turn around. The Lord invites us today to look up and to turn around. So if that word is for you in particular, let's take that word to heart. But let's all of us turn around. Let's all of us look up. And let's just express in this next worship song that that's what we want to do.